Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to get your gossip on and spill some tea. Are you ready?
Join in or listen to Celebrity Tea Talk.
The good, the bad, and the ugly of celebrity life around the world. Grab a cup of tea, turn up the volume, and get ready.
You are listening to Michelle Noel on CTT,
Celebrity Tea Talk Radio. Let's get started. Who should we talk about today?
Hey guys, and welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you guys here, and welcome to my friends coming up on here. Hey guys, how are you doing? How's it going? Everybody is joining me on the app right now and joining me for the show. Oh, thank you for the hearts. I love you guys too. Well, we need to get right into stuff today, guys, because have you seen the uproar right now? By the way, you can follow me on the app, LiveMeet, or you can also follow me on Blog Talk Radio at Celebrity Tea Talk. The show is live right now. Welcome to everybody who's joining. So, guys, the crazy thing that we have right now, have you seen this whole uproar about Kylie Jenner's brushes? Now, I know for a lot of you guys, you know Kylie Cosmetics. It's a big thing with her with the cosmetics and stuff right now. But I could not believe that coming up, right before the Christmas shopping, you know, you drop these brushes, which right now, man, she is competing with Fenty Beauty, because if anybody has seen Fenty Beauty, literally that stuff is not even sticking on a shelf. It is flying off. So she releases these brushes, $360, guys, for I think like 13 makeup brushes. $360. Like, what are these brushes made out of? Like, who does that? I mean, $360 for makeup brushes. I mean, I could practically buy an iWatch. Not enough to probably get an iPhone, but definitely enough to put towards something. And I'm just like, $360, guys? I mean, I don't know if you guys saw these brushes. I took like a picture of them. I'm going to go ahead and, if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, you can just go ahead and kind of Google the brushes, because like I said, it's been a whole big thing about these brushes going on. But basically, like, I don't know if everybody out there, like, I don't know if you can see, but these are the brushes. I'm trying to make it in a way so you guys could actually see. It's probably kind of glaring off. I'll do a little bit of an angle. But these are basically, there you go. Those are the brushes. Those are the brushes. $360. I mean, are they made out of gold, guys? Are they made out of gold, silver, like platinum, you know, some kind of Game of Thrones steel or something? Like, I don't understand why anyone would pay $360 for makeup brushes. I mean, and especially not in a bad way, but they're coming from Kylie. I mean, it's not like I'm getting makeup brushes like they're MAC, like someone who I've known has been around for like forever, or maybe like Anastasia or something. I mean, oh, you cannot hear us at all. Uh-oh, Don't Steal My Bacon is informing me that we're having a technical difficulty on hearing me. So let's see if we could, I don't know, fix that or adjust it. We're trying. I'm in the warehouse right now, guys. I'm trying to make it. If you can't hear me, let me know. Oops, I think I'm actually losing you guys here. Hopefully not. I'm trying to get you guys back. But just kind of insane to me about the whole thing of the Kylie brushes. Like, what is going on with that, guys? So I was really kind of surprised that they were saying that these brushes were going to be like this amount of money. That is just insane to me that you're charging $360 for brushes. But, you know, we'll see how this all plays out. We'll see how this all actually plays out on everything. So that's one of the things I wanted to kind of bring to you guys. I was like really surprised about that. But, you know, we'll see how it goes. The other thing here is, did you guys see the video of the kid who was getting bullied? I think it was posted, I believe, on Facebook and had like a ridiculous amount of views. And there was actually a GoFundMe account that was opened up to go ahead and raise money to help this kid that's being bullied at school. So, you know, the internet's a funny thing. I mean, people kind of, you know, when something happens and you become famous for something, people research you to see, you know, who you are, to know a little bit more about you. Like, they want to know. So apparently, someone went ahead and researched this person and went ahead and pulled up the information on this person and found out that there's pictures of this kid with Confederate flags. And so people are now questioning. A lot of celebrities came to the came up for this kid and was trying to basically support this kid and say, listen, you know, we're supporting this kid. This kid's being picked on. What's going on? Why is this kid being picked on? What's the situation here? Why is this going on? And basically a lot of people were trying to, you know, support this kid and say, hey, this is a really horrible situation, you know, that has happened. And how do we fix this problem? You know, how do we get this problem to not happen anymore? Well, like I said, now everybody came out with this Confederate flag situation, and everybody's like, well, are you guys racist? Because let's be real, people. You know, when people see the Confederate flag, that's a red flag. Like, people have a concern when they see a Confederate flag. It brings up a very negative connotation. And so now this kind of instant celebrityness with this kid has basically kind of like flipped. And people now are saying, hey, don't support what's going on with this family, because, you know, how can we support what's happening when, you know, this is what's going on? Like, this is not acceptable for us in a society. It's not acceptable for you to be having your kid running around with a Confederate flag. And maybe this is why people have an issue with your kid. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out, because a lot of people are not happy with this thing. They're having a real issue and a real problem with it. So we'll see how this act exactly plays out in the media and how people kind of basically, you know, say what they say, have to say at the end of all this and what they think about it. Now, you guys all know about the Golden Globe nominations that have come out. And I talked about this the other day. A lot of people are kind of upset about the situation with Get Out being in the comedy area because they don't feel it really. It's a funny thing. Well, Jada Pinkett Smith, man, she just went all out on the Golden Globe people. And she says, listen, we had one of the hit films of the summer. Everybody liked it. People came out and saw it. And I'm just wondering, why did you guys not even recognize it as anything? You know, what is going on? Because, you know, we're in a situation right now where a lot of people feel that, you know, it's not being represented. That, here we go, guys. I'm back for the people on Live Me. Hopefully you guys will be able to hear me. We're trying to get the situation working with the volume. Hopefully this will alleviate it and we'll be in a good spot. But we're just kind of talking about how Jada Pinkett Smith right now is kind of having an issue. She's not really happy right now because she's like, why did my movie not get represented on here? So she just lashed out at the Golden Globes on Twitter and said, hey, this is not acceptable and we need to do something about it. So I get it. You know, Jada Pinkett is pretty outspoken when it comes to any of these shows not representing the African-American community. She just says what she has to say. And she just basically said, hey, you guys have got to start recognizing films all the way across. And again, we were just talking about the Get Out. What does that mean? Say hello to everybody on Live B. You guys are so cool. Espresso or regular? Okay, I just got an espresso or regular. If you're coming here, you need to bring me an espresso, because regular is just not going to cut it. We got to do the espresso. So thank you to everybody who's joined over here on Live Me app. You guys are awesome. So we're just kind of touching on that situation there, which is kind of weird. We talked about a little bit before about the kid with the whole Confederate flag thing. Have you guys been seeing that about that? Just really weird to me that the mom was talking about bullying. And then, of course, you know how the internet is. We all research stuff on the internet. If, you know, someone becomes instant famous, we got to find out all the good and the bad about that person. So here we are pulling up and finding out that this mom's got pictures of the kid with the Confederate flags. And people are just like, you know, maybe you're bringing some of this heat on your kid yourself. Maybe you're doing this to your kid yourself, because you're sitting here with a kid who basically is just not really representing things really well. So this week, guys, Star Wars is coming back into theaters this week, which everyone is super excited about. I mean, I don't know. Have you guys bought tickets yet? Anybody bought tickets yet? Because I know they started selling tickets, I think, back like the 1st of December. And people are kind of giving it mixed reviews. But guys, it's Star Wars. I mean, Star Wars is like, it's its own thing. You know, it's like Harry Potter, you know, Star Wars is its own entity. It's got its own fan base, and whatever movie you put out, unless it's totally away from all the characters out there, people are going to love Star Wars, right? They're going to love Star Wars because it's like, you'll sit there, you'll see, like, you'll binge on all the episodes just to get caught. Be like, oh my God, new Star Wars is coming out. Do you remember the stuff that happened before? I got to get into that. I got to binge on that so I can remember what happened. Okay, now I'm ready. I'm ready for the next episode. So I haven't heard too much controversy yet about the film. Like, you remember before they were having an issue because, like, oh my God, we got a black stormtrooper. Like, okay, yeah, I don't really get that, but what's the big deal? So it's kind of cool. Like, I haven't really heard any crazy controversy about it, but it's coming out in theaters. We'll really have to wait till this weekend. Of course, we know it's going to totally blow away whatever is going at the box office because it's Star Wars. It's around the world. It's probably going to do like $1 billion this week. I mean, people are going to just be going into that for like $1 billion. I mean, you got to be kidding me. So anyway, guys, a lot of people now are saying that, you know, Scott Disick may be filming a reality show with Sophia Richie. Is this getting serious? Like, I always thought it was just kind of like a fun thing maybe going on between the two of them. But now there's like these little rumors coming up that there may be a reality show going on with these two. I don't know. How do you guys feel about that? Do you guys think you would support that and watch that? Or you just think it's like how interesting could that really be? Because really, you know what? Like, Scott's a character in himself, but I don't really know how Sophia Richie is like as a character. Like when we had Blac Chyna, everybody loved Blac Chyna because Blac Chyna was like, she's a character. She is. Blac Chyna is like, she's a character. Okay. And Scott is a character, but I don't know if Sophia can actually carry that. Cause I think for those kind of reality shows, you got to have like a character that's just people can be like, oh my God, you're relatable. So maybe when we see this show come out, we'll see more of the reason why Scott is so into her, because we see pictures of them, we see images of them, but we don't really know why they're together. So it'll be interesting to see like what actually develops with all this. And pretty much, you know, are we going to see a funny side of her that we haven't seen, that maybe we'll find her really interesting? Because I know even when that time when she was with Justin Bieber, like Justin was talking more about them together than she was. She was really kind of just in the background of it. She really wasn't very vocal about it. So it'll be kind of interesting to see how that actually happens. Now, Rihanna now is also been making some celebrity headlines because she was spotted with a huge diamond ring on her finger. And apparently she is dating a Saudi billionaire. Okay. Did you hear that? Not millionaire. I said billionaire. By the way, guys, you can also follow this going on the Live Me app, or you can also follow me on Blog Talk Radio at Celebrity Tea Talk, where we kind of dive into all the stuff that's going on right now with celebrities. So Rihanna, they captured a picture of her flying off away on a getaway with this beau after she flashed the ring. And you know, it looks like it might be serious with this guy. Now, the only thing is, I'm trying to figure out for myself if this is really going to work out. Because, you know, Rihanna's an island woman, okay? Island women are strong women. Like, they have a strong personality. Like, trust me, my mother's from Jamaica. You cannot tell her what to do. Good luck. Try it. It will never happen. And I feel like Rihanna's also that same way. She has a very strong personality. She has huge self-confidence. She dropped her makeup line. I think it did like $72 million in 3 months. It's insane, or 1 month. You know, so she has a very strong personality. So it'll be interesting to see if Rihanna and this guy will really work. Because, you know, he is Saudi. I don't know how much he's into the Saudi, I guess, way of doing things. So it'll be interesting to see if her personality and his traditions kind of mesh together, whether they're actually going to work together. Because like I said, I mean, I remember, you know, if you remember correctly, Janet Jackson was kind of sort of in that kind of relationship, and it didn't really work out for her because, again, she's also a very strong-minded, strong-willed woman. And sometimes culturally, when you put two different cultures together, and one person is like, you know, I mean, it's Rihanna. Rihanna is a superstar, okay? She is used to being Rihanna. So it'll be interesting to see if she can actually mesh that whole thing with the Saudi guy, even though he's a billionaire, and she's probably close to being a billionaire at this point with her makeup line. It'll be interesting to see if they're able to actually mesh that and be able to have it work. It's kind of a crazy thing right now, but you know what? We'll see how it happens. We'll see how it goes. We'll see if we could have hopefully a happy ending to this whole situation with them. Yeah, we'll see how it works out. You know, we haven't heard really much from a lot of the celebrity romances. It's been kind of quiet lately, which is kind of weird because usually for celebrities, although, you know, this is the vacation time for a lot of celebrities now. So if it's kind of quiet, you may realize that there may be stuff happening, but we just don't realize yet until those vacation pics come in. Well, probably in the next couple of weeks, we'll see more about who's going out with who broke up with who, and kind of, you know, see what the whole situation is and what's going on. So I was looking, Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez, who is like the super baseball guy, he retired. And of course, we all know who J-Lo is. She's like literally like a well-oiled machine with performing and music and everything. You know, they are the cutest couple. I do have to say I like them as a couple. And what I love about it is they've been able to put their relationship together in such a way that they even post pictures with the kids. Like she released a picture of the Christmas tree, which was like 20 feet tall, I think. And it's really cool how they're able to mesh their relationship together and have pictures of each another's kids. And it seems to be a really cute thing working out. And it's actually their first Christmas as a couple, guys. So we'll see how that works out. But so far, that relationship seems to be holding pretty steady. They've been together for quite a long time. Do you guys remember Jersey Shore and JWoww? So JWoww listed her house in New Jersey, which I'm surprised, unless maybe she's planning to. I know they had done a kind of a Jersey Shore reunion, but she bought this house for she listed for $1.6 million, which is $1 million more than she even paid for it. Now, if anybody knows anything about New Jersey, I just want you to know I'm from New York. Real estate in that area is insane. Like a shoebox is $1.2 million. Okay, a closet rents for $3,000 a month. It's just, it's insane what you pay for anything up there. So she's gone ahead and listed her mansion. And it looks like she's going to make a pretty nice profit on that, some pretty nice money on that mansion if it sells for what it sells for. And knowing how New Jersey is, it will probably sell for that. It will probably happen. Just, you know, what can I say? Money makes money, people. Money makes money, people. Don't know how that works, but money makes money, people. Absolutely insane. Hello to my people on Live Me. What's going on? Thank you for joining. Thank you for coming in on here. Love the support. I see the hearts going on. That is awesome for you guys. Thank you. So we have the Kardashians have gotten kind of quiet on stuff like that. We haven't been hearing too much. Thank you for the more love sending them too. We'll see if Kourtney continues on her relationship with her boy toy that she has. Boy, let me tell you, she's been holding steady with that 24-year-old. But she's been looking pretty good. She's been taking really, really good care of herself. So she's been looking pretty good. Can't complain. She's been doing really, really good. So, you know, I love my mother-in-law. I do. Okay? I think my mother-in-law is awesome. But I don't really know if I want my mother-in-law living across the street from me all the time. So Kris Jenner just bought a $10 million mansion. So for those of you guys who are supporting the Kardashians, they just got a $10 million mansion. I think you guys should get like at least a room in there for all the stuff. And she just bought it across the street from Kim and Kanye's house. So she's, I guess, there for available for babysitting purposes, maybe. That's kind of close. That's kind of close. I mean, I love my mother-in-law, but I think I want her just a little bit further than across the street from me, just, you know, just a little bit down the block around the corner, probably be a little bit better for me. I think that would work good for me. That's kind of how I'd like to go ahead and have it. So like I said, a lot of stuff kind of quiet in the celebrity world, but you know what? There's always some kind of a headline, something that's going on. Well, I don't know if you guys caught the show this week with Meghan McCain. That's her dad is the senator. Okay. And she normally just kind of sits around and does kind of like a talk thing that's always about politics or that kind of a thing. Well, apparently they go ahead and they put her on The View. And she had some kind of a meltdown on there, which I guess when the topic isn't about specifically, it's more about everyday topics and things that are going on, it's a little bit easier. But she kind of got attacked for being like a fake news person. Like, she basically helps this all this fake news that goes out there, that she's kind of like an enabler on fake news. So she actually had a total meltdown on the show, which is insane to me, because you would think someone who's, you know, in that kind of arena would kind of have a thicker skin. I mean, let's be real. Haters are everywhere. You kind of have to just adjust yourself to the haters and be like, whatever. I mean, you can't be letting haters hate on you and you think you got a problem, especially if you're in front of a camera or you're in front of a TV. Like, you just got to be like, you know, people are going to say stuff about you, positive or negative. You just gotta be like, just got to do this. That's it, people. See me? I'm just brushing it off. That's it. Just brush it. Just brush it. You can't be sitting there like having a problem with it. And then to have a meltdown on TV, that's not good, guys. That doesn't show you a good positive image of a female like that. Like, you should not have that. You need to have a little tougher skin than melting down just because people say like you're a fake news enabler. Then you got to ask yourself a question. Are you maybe a fake news enabler? Maybe you do have some of that going on. And if you do, then you need to change it. But, you know, listen, like I said, when you're in front of the TV, you can't be sitting there having all these kind of issues and problems and then just be sitting there and be like, I'm going to have a meltdown because I'm unhappy. You're saying bad things about me. I mean, you're in the public eye. People are going to say bad things about you. You just got to be like thicker when it comes to that stuff. Hey, I'm from New York. Trust me. People say bad things. You're just getting on the train. So you guys got to be like, okay, whatever. I can absolutely totally handle it. I also want to go ahead and thank our sponsor here of the show, which is Lexi Noel Beauty. Just want you know, I have her lip color on right now, guys. I love it. It's so pretty. I feel like it's called Noel, so I just feel so holiday-ish every time I put it on my face. So anyway, I have it on right now, guys. You can go ahead and check it out at Lexi Noel Beauty. That's it right there. LexiNoelBeauty.com, and thank you to her for being the sponsor of the show. Yeah, like I said, just kind of insane stuff that's going on with all the time with when it comes to this celebrity stuff and all these crazy people doing stuff. And people just need to go ahead and chill out and not take things absolutely so seriously. And thank you again. Oh, I love it. Thank you, everybody, for the hearts and the smiles and the love coming. I see all that coming on. I love you. Thank you. Thank you very much. And, you know, so I don't know if you guys know, so you know Victoria Beckham. We know more about her son, Brooklyn Beckham, who just kind of released his photography book. Cute guy, good-looking guy. I think the photography book did really bad, sorry to say, but didn't do so good. So Victoria Beckham's always kind of basically out there kind to show off her kids. And she said, what – okay, wait, I got a question over here that I'm going to answer. What do you do in your free time? Wow, that's a good question. I do every once in a while answer a personal question. I do a lot of stuff. That's the thing. Oh, my God. Thank you. I love the likes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the likes. You know, I do a lot of things in my free time. I'm just the kind of person, you know, one week I could be jumping out of a plane, which I have done that in my free time, and could be out traveling and exploring. I love to travel. I go kind of everywhere where I can. I love to go to – I've been to Vegas, L.A., all around the islands, all kind of places. I just loved it. So I say my free time, I kind of just travel and enjoy life. And once in a while, throw in a crazy thing and do that, basically. So that's pretty much an answer on there. So thank you for asking that question. Love to answer questions. So we'll get back to Victoria Beckham. Like I said, she always loves to kind of show off her kids and what her kids are doing. So she went ahead and showed off just a picture of her daughter with her hair, which is kind of funny to me, guys, because basically all she did was just show her daughter's hair looking unbraided. And people were just like, oh, my God, this is so amazing. Look at that. And I'm just like, but it's just her daughter's hair unbraided. I mean, it's a cute picture. It's adorable and everything. I get that. But, you know, it's hair unbraided. It's not like the most fascinating thing ever coming from Victoria Beckham, you know. But I get it. You know, she's a proud mom. She wants to show off her daughter. I get that. Kind of interesting. But I know a lot of the focus is definitely on Brooklyn. Everybody focuses on him. He's like the new up-and-coming person in the group and stuff. He's the next person coming in to be like in the famous celebrity group and stuff like that. So, yeah, but I thought that was kind of interesting that she was doing that. Oh, another fascinating thing watched that show, Their 600 Pound Life. You ever seen that show? Okay, so it is this girl who, it's centered about this life of this woman who's 600 pounds. 600 pounds. Like 600 pounds, guys. I don't know how much you have to eat to maintain 600 pounds. I don't think she walked. She was in a chair. She was in a bed. I had to get a special thing to get her out of the bed and do all this stuff. Well, believe it or not, she actually just lost 200 pounds. Like, she lost an entire person. Like, wow. Entire person just came off her body. So they may actually come back and do a show with her because it looks like she's going to be the next, like, Mama June. That she's going to be the next person to literally, like, shrink. I mean, to me, it's like, first of all, so now she's at 400 pounds, which to me, 400 pounds is still like, wow, that's still like amazing, 400 pounds. But yeah, so she's like I said, she just like shrink, one person, poop, gone. So she's got a couple other people to lose on there. I give her credit for losing even that much weight because I can't even imagine what life must be like at 600 pounds because like you can't do anything. What can you do? You can't run, you can't walk. Oh my God. Like, I mean, I know this probably sounds like a horrible question, but when you sit on the toilet, like is it meant to hold 600 pounds? I mean, I know that sounds terrible. It sounds terrible. Not offending anybody. Just, you know, talking about basic life things. You know, when you get in the car, it's 600 pounds sitting in a seat. I mean, that's a lot of weight. So, you know, it's kind of interesting to see how that actually plays out, but I give her credit. She lost 200 pounds. She's probably going to lose more. Which means she'll probably end up on a show again about how she went ahead and lost all this weight. But I'm still thinking to myself, wow, you still weigh 400 pounds. That is a lot of weight to have to try to get rid of. But, you know, hey, kudos to her for doing that. Kudos for that. Thank you. I love it. Thank you so much for sending me. Okay, these people on Live Me are literally the most awesome people ever. I'm not kidding. This is just absolutely awesome. And you are listening also to my broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. We are Celebrity Tea Talk. And we are just talking about all the stuff that's basically going on with celebrities right now. Like I said, this is the time of year where things are kind of quiet. But, you know, stuff is still happening in the celebrity world. It doesn't stop. But in fact, Dwayne The Rock, right now, is actually found out he's expecting daughter number two. Can you imagine how cool it is to be like, you go to school, you're like, hey, who's your dad? My dad's The Rock. Who's your dad? My dad's The Rock. I mean, can you imagine you go to school and tell your, like, who's going to mess with you? What kid is going to mess with you at school knowing that your dad is The Rock? No one is going to touch you. Like, basically, they'll be like, oh, my God. They'll be like, play around, be like, hey, psst, come here. Her dad's The Rock. No way. The Rock. Oh, my God. Be nice to her. Like, literally, they're going to be like that because no one is going to have any kind of issue with you when your father is The Rock. I mean, they're just going to walk in the imagine the kids in the playground. Hello, Mr. Rock. Nice to meet you. Don't hurt me. I mean, really, you're pretty much set for life with your dad being The Rock. But congratulations to The Rock. He is on baby number two for a girl. And I believe he has another daughter, too. From his first marriage. And let me tell you something. The cool thing that I like about The Rock is he is a guy who really understands his fandom. Like if you're walking down the street and The Rock is walking towards you and you're like, hey man, Rock, I love you. He will literally stop what he's doing, come over to you and thank you for liking him. Thank you for his support. That's a guy who gets what it is to be a celebrity. Because without the fans, without the people supporting your movies and your merchandise and your interviews and everything that you do, there is no celebrity in this. You won't be a celebrity. If it wasn't for the fans, you would not be a celebrity. And he is one of the guys who totally, totally understands what it is to have fans supporting him and to have fans be there for him when he's doing stuff. And I love that about The Rock. I give kudos to The Rock. He is an example to what other celebrities should follow because that's how you should be. You should always be thanking your fans. You should always be like, you know what? If it wasn't for what you're doing, I would not be who I am. I would not be who I am. Now, I told you this, guys, about the Jonas Brothers. You know that Joe Jonas now is engaged, right? Is anybody here a Game of Thrones fan? I'm a huge Game of Thrones. I got into it. I can't help it. I'm a Game of Thrones junkie. I've become one like everybody else. I sit there and wait for it to come on, crying when I realize it takes a whole... The worst thing about watching something, guys, is that knowing you're going to have to wait like a whole season, which seems like it's years before your favorite show comes back on again. You know, you binge on it, but it's not the same as like... And they always seem to end it on such a note that you're like, no, no, because you want to know like what happens. Like you want to know what's the next thing. And Game of Thrones ended on such a great note. It was like it caught you. It pulled you into it. So you were there, you know. So now Joe Jonas is engaged to Sophia Turner. Now she's the redheaded princess who went through a whole bunch of stuff and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, now she's become like a badass now because she's like, hey, guess what? I'm a princess now. I'm not that little girl that you used to mess with before. Like, I'm a badass now. So she is totally, totally different. So she is now engaged to Joe Jonas. I think they went out together for like a year. Kudos to her. She caught a cute Jonas. Have to say that. She caught a cute Jonas. So she is engaged. We haven't gotten an engagement date yet, but I'm sure that will come up soon. It's just a matter of like when that's going to happen. And today, guys, if you guys are a big fan of The Bachelor, I believe today they announced who the girls are going to be on The Bachelor. I believe you go to TMZ. TMZ has the girls that are going to be on The Bachelor. So if you watch The Bachelor, you can go ahead now and start researching and figuring out which one you think is going to win this. So the Bachelor girls have been released. Go check out on TMZ, see who they are. You know, go ahead and start, you know, internet stalking them. I mean, in a bad way, but I mean, like in a good way. And just find out more information about them and see, you know, trying to take home the rose. I know that's the big thing. Who gets the rose? Who gets the rose? I want a rose. I want a rose. But that's okay. Well, that's for another time. We'll talk about that another time. But congratulations to the girls who made it on there. It should be a lot of fun. If you guys, my daughter was one of the girls that was on Catching Kelsey, which was kind of a cool thing. So I know what it's like to sit there and wonder if she won or not. I didn't even know to the very end what happened or if she did or didn't win. But it's kind of a cool thing. You know, follow a series, see what happens. I'm sure there'll be a lot of PR and a lot of press. I'm sure there'll be some drama coming because, you know, with The Bachelor, there's always one girl there who's just like, I'm the bitch to make this show. Okay. So it's going to be coming. It's going to be coming. There's definitely going to be someone there who's going to go ahead and make that happen. So go ahead, check it out. See who the girls are. Pick your favorites. Pick the one you think is not going to make it. Who's going to get dumped first. You know, it's kind of it'll be interesting to see how that comes about. Oh, so of course, Chris Brown's back in the news again. Oh, come on. What would the end of 2017 be without Chris Brown in the news again? Right? We have to have Chris Brown in the news. Decided that he's feeling his inner Michael Jackson. His inner Michael Jackson's coming out, guys. The Michael Jackson is coming out in him. So what Chris Brown decided is, you know what? People, I need a monkey. Yeah. So Chris Brown decided like, hey, if Michael Jackson could have a monkey, I can have a monkey. So I'm getting a monkey. So there's a whole bunch of controversy right now because her three-year-old daughter, Royalty, please, like that girl is set for life. Okay, 3 years old, you know, she's set. Royalty's probably going to be, you know, what it's about. So basically what's going to happen is Chris Brown went ahead and got this monkey, okay? And everybody is like, you shouldn't have a monkey. It belongs in the wild. It doesn't belong for you. You shouldn't have this monkey, Chris. And your daughter shouldn't own a monkey. So Chris came out and said, people, calm down. Calm down. First of all, my daughter does not have the monkey. She is just hanging out with the monkey, okay? The monkey stays at Chris's house. So Chris has already posted pictures with his new monkey and that he this is his pet and he's doing it because he's basically wanted to be like Michael Jackson because he feels, hey, if Michael Jackson can have a monkey, I can have a monkey. So he had this little baby, it's called a capuchin monkey. It's a little cute little one with a little cute face. You always see them in the movies. They have a little tiny, tiny face and everything. They're really kind of cute. So he now bought the monkey. He called the monkey Fiji. Cool. It's a cool name. That's okay. That's not a bad name, Fiji. That's kind of cute. That's a cute name. So he called the monkey Fiji. He bought it like 2 months ago. He bought this pet. And he's like, listen, guys, I'm not stupid enough to give my daughter a monkey. which, by the way, Royalty's mom is like, Chris, that monkey is staying at your house. I don't care about your monkey, but do not bring that monkey to my house. So basically, it's not a big deal, guys. We know there's always something interesting and some kind of drama when it happens to Chris Brown, but that is not his. That's not his daughter's monkey. Okay, that is just a pet that he now has. He's feeling his inner Michael Jackson. Okay, I remember Michael Jackson had a monkey, but Michael Jackson had a kind of like a big monkey. The one that Chris has, like a little toy-looking monkey, is kind of tiny. I think it stays tiny. It doesn't get big. So, like, you know, it's okay. It's okay. We're cool with that, guys, right? We're cool with it. He wants to have a little monkey. Let him have a little monkey. It's all right. I mean, it's Chris Brown. You know, I mean, he's not going to have an issue having someone even take care of his monkey. He could find like a million people to take care of the monkey. You know, he's totally all right. It's not a big deal. So, you know, not much has been going on with Gigi Hadid, but it's kind of funny to me that they were having some kind of an issue about some kind of wardrobe mishap with Gigi Hadid and that she had some armpit hair. I mean, guys, are we really have to focus on someone's armpit hair? I mean, trust me. I don't care who you are. Everybody has armpit hair. So she came out and said to everybody, listen, people, it's not armpit hair. It's the little threads that you have. You know, sometimes when you go try on something like an outfit and there's like little threads or fibers or stuff left from the outfit. So when you try it on, there's like a little bit of the hair or something that gets caught onto your skin or whatever it is. She goes, guys, I don't have red armpit hair. Okay. Because it would be kind of weird. She goes, it's just from what I was wearing. Calm down. Okay. So I just thought it was so funny that people were so focused about like armpit hair. It's like, I mean, what do you do? Take a micro. Well, I guess it's red. So since it's red, it probably showed up really easily that you could see it and know like it's kind of weird. But I'm just like, armpit hair? You guys are focused on armpit hair? What the heck? Who does that? Come on, guys. It's red stuff that was on her. Calm down. Don't get so crazy. It's not a big deal. But, you know, that's how we are. We do stuff like that. We do the crazy stuff like that. So I don't know if you guys remember the whole big thing that happened with Oscar Pistorius. He's the Olympian guy who basically murdered his girlfriend but said he really didn't murder his girlfriend because he thought it was someone else in the bathroom, but he shot up the whole bathroom door anyway, even though his girlfriend was on the other side. He didn't really mean to kill her. I mean, I'm sorry, dude. Let me explain something to you. When you pick up a gun, you start firing into a closed door where someone's on the other side, there's always a really strong possibility you're going to hit someone. So now Oscar Pistorius got into a fight in prison. Now, if you don't know about the situation, he is a double amputee. So I'm not saying anything, but like they were fighting about the use of the phone. I mean, so one thing I do say about this is he's in jail. So that's a good thing. Second of all, the fact that he's having to fight over a public phone, that must have been a really interesting fight. I mean, I can't imagine. He was a prima donna during the whole trial, so I can only imagine what he was like. I want to use the phone. I'm Oscar Pistorius. I'm an Olympian. I want to use the phone. And the guy's like, listen, you, I don't give two bleep, bleep, bleep who you are. I'm in prison with you. You nobody, okay? You're no one. You're just another guy with a number on his back like me. So I obviously didn't go over too well for him, and supposedly they said he's going to be okay. But you know what? Hey, listen, when you're in prison, there are some rules. You got to chill out about that stuff. And no offense, I would definitely not do anything crazy or anything like that. So supposedly there's this thing going on. Now, I don't know how you guys feel about Justin and Selena. You know, they're back up together as a group. I hope they make it this time. I think that they've both kind of grown up. They've both been through relationships. Everybody likes them as the cute little couple together. Everybody wants them to kind of work out because they were both first loves for each other and everything like that. So now someone is saying supposedly that he's not welcome at her home for Christmas, that her family, Selena Gomez's family, doesn't want Justin there for Christmas. And I'm kind of surprised at that, guys, because, you know, it kind of makes me wonder, like, what really happened that we don't know about? Like, what really made their relationship break up? So you know, Christmas is a time of love and kind of understanding and all that kind of stuff. So it'll be interesting. I'm sure we're going to get pictures of whether he actually ends up with her for Christmas or he ends up vacationing on his own. Now, the only thing that concerns is, you know, when Justin's by himself, you know, things could happen that could screw that up. So hopefully, you know, he will be able to be at Selena's house for Christmas and they can figure stuff out or whatever it is. But it must have been really, really bad for someone to say that, hey, I do not even want your boyfriend. And it's Justin Bieber. Like, it's not like, you know, it's just like, I don't want Justin Bieber at my house. I'm sorry, he's not welcome to my house for Christmas. Well, guess what? Justin and Selena, if you have no place to go, you can come to my house for Christmas. I'm okay with that. Just want to let you know. So, yeah, it's just, it'll see, like I said, when it comes to Christmas time, soon enough, all the crazy stuff that happens with them is going to come and start out. Thank you to everybody on Live Me. I see all you guys there joining me. Much love coming here. Much love. Thank you. Thank you. But, yeah, it'll be kind of interesting to see where they end up for Christmas. So you heard it first now about them, not about her family not wanting to have him there, that they actually disapproved of him as a boyfriend. But Selena says, hey, he's a better boyfriend. But let's be real about this, guys. You know, the kind of person you were when you were 17 or 18 or 16, you know, a few years later, you're not the same person. You're not even the same person you were 2-3 years ago or a year ago. Like, we evolve as people. So you can't judge Justin on what he was like in his teens compared to what he is in his 20s. Like, we're not the same people as we get older. We change. We look back and we're like, oh my God, why'd I do stupid things like that before, like at that age? But, you know, we evolve as people. So I think that they kind of need to take a step back and be like, hey, you know, we got to kind of reevaluate, give him a chance. Like, give Justin a chance, right? Just give someone a chance because, like I said, the person you were a few years ago and who you are now, it's never the same. It's just, it's always, you're always different. You're always a different person. So we're going to see eventually pictures to find out where Justin actually ends up for the Christmas holidays. But like I said, they got a problem. My house is available. They can come hang out here, have some eggnog, listen to Christmas carols, whatever it is, watch some TV, play some, you know, some games, hang out. We could do that stuff. So Justin, Selena, open invitation. Come hang here. We're cool where we are. Plus one of your friends is here. We got Usher down not too far away, so you can go hang out with him too. So yeah, we'll see what happens with those two and if they making things good. Well, guys, I am getting ready to sign off here shortly. Thank you so much for joining me on Blog Talk Radio and on Live Me. I will be back on again tomorrow at the same time with more celebrity gossip, more stuff that's happening, who's done what to who, does Chris Brown still have his monkey, or is that gone? Who knows? But we will find out what is happening in the celebrity world because, you know, 24 hours in the celebrity world makes all the difference. There's always something crazy going on. So if you have a chance, please follow me on social media. We opened up our Instagram, Celebrity Tea Talk. We're going to be posting stuff more there now. We got our Facebook page, Celebrity Tea Talk. Follow me on here on Live Me. I will be following back to people. We will also be having a contest coming up soon, guys. We are finally getting our mugs in. So we'll be having a contest soon where you will be able to win our mugs. So we're super, super excited about that. You guys are going to have fun. You get a chance to get a Celebrity Tea Talk mug. Hey, I love it. I will be actually, I haven't even gotten mine yet, guys. They're still coming in. So as soon as we get them, we've got extra ones. We'll be doing some contests, some fun stuff to give them away to you guys just for listening to the broadcast. Thank you so much again for tuning in. I love you guys. Again, follow me, and I'll talk to you again soon. Love you guys. Ciao. Perfect.